This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, friends. It's Crowley and Doran, and it's 5:02, so 38 minutes before we usually go on. The music is loud. Why? Because we are experiencing significant technical difficulties. Austin Bechtold trying to figure it out with our engineer, and so something has to go on the air. And that something is us, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this isn't smart, because maybe we'll shoot our final you-know-what before the show even begins.
Probably.
But we can eat some innings here.
Right. Innings eaters.
I won a parlay last night.
You told me.
Mm-hmm.
I lost one by 3 yards.
No.
Yeah, of course.
What happened?
Darius Slayton didn't get his over yards, and everything else hit by a lot. I had Christian McCaffrey scoring a touchdown. That was a gimme. I had Deebo Samuel over, 50-yard receiving. He had, 150. I had Christian McCaffrey over rushing yards. He had over, he had, 90. Or I had him over 79 rushing yards. He had, 90.
Mm.
And I had one more in there. Oh, Kittle over 40 yards receiving. He had, 90. Everything else smashed.
Oh, man.
And Darius Slayton couldn't get, 3 yards. Of course.
Darius Slayton.
Yeah.
What did you need him to do?
I needed him to get, I think, 35 plus yards.
Oh, and he got 32.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, would have won $700.
I saw before the Steelers game that Donnie Football tweeted out plus 800 for a Steelers defensive touchdown, and then I didn't bet it. I wanted to, and my ADD took over, and I think I wound up just going and looking at my weather app and then seeing how many steps I got in for the day. And before you know it, the game kicks off,
mm-hmm.
and they score not one but two defensive touchdowns. So I did not want this to happen to me yesterday. And yesterday, somebody tweeted out that the 49ers, in games that Brock Purdy has started in the regular season, it was six straight 30-plus point performances. So I did a same-game parlay of the 49ers money line, which was minus 495 or something. And I parlayed that with the 49ers over 29.5.
Oh, yeah.
And they got to 30.
30, right, yeah.
30 on the nuts, Doran.
There you go.
It's almost like these Vegas folks know what they're doing.
That game, you just...
I didn't watch a second of it either.
I watched the first half and I fell asleep. But, that was a game that, if you were betting this year, that was the easiest game, I think, to bet. Because the spread was 10. So, if you bet the spread, there was no way the Giants were coming close to being the 49ers. No way. At almost called a Candlestick, Levi Stadium.
Levi.
I actually played in both. I played in Candlestick and Levi.
Candlestick was weird.
Yeah, it was.
Lights went out there.
It was bad.
Lights went out that year. Old. The Steelers lost to Tebow in the playoffs, where Ben was a statue in that game, and they just teed off. That's why everyone...
Tebow?
So that was the year that they lost to Tebow in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
I just refer to it as the Tebow year. I might as well go on a tangent because what's the point? I'm going to ask you more about Candlestick in a second. But everyone was pissed about that Tebow loss, and you should have been. You should have been. That was one of the most embarrassing losses in Steelers history. And Tebow completed, what, 10 passes for 316 yards? So 31.6 yards of completion or something like that. And everyone was all upset. And in a vacuum, that loss was brutal. But they weren't going to do anything that year. Ben couldn't move. They were going to play either the Patriots or the Ravens the next week. I would much rather have lost to the Broncos and that guy than have to lose again to the Patriots or lose for the first time in the playoffs to the Baltimore Ravens. That would have been salt in the wound.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
This is 2011. Yeah, this is when I was with the Patriots. So we would have played the Steelers and we ended up playing the Broncos. And this is the story of, when I tell you offline about what Belichick said about Tebow, I can't say it on air whenever we had our team meeting.
He knew he stunk, basically.
Yeah, but what he said was
something that can't be brought onto the air.
And ultra hilarious. Like, I was the only one that laughed in the room. And Tyquan Underwood, who's the receiver coach at Pitt now, he was on the team with me. And he told me, about a month before that game, I signed with the Patriots, and he told me, he's like, yo, like, Belichick's really funny. He's really dry, but, like, don't laugh because he's, like, testing you. And, like, he hadn't been funny up until that moment, and I laughed, and nobody laughed. And Tyquan was sitting, like, right in front of me, like, in the auditorium or whatever, in the team meeting, and he looked back. He's like, I told you not to laugh. But I'll tell you offline what he said.
The whole Tim Tebow experience, like, Josh McDaniels, weirdly, that's who the Steelers are playing this week, head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. How that guy got another job, I mean, I get it because he was Brady's coordinator, and that offense was damn near unstoppable, and it evolved. It wasn't just the same thing, right? I mean, you had multiple tight ends, and then you'd spread it wide, and this and that, and they won a whole bunch of different ways with Josh McDaniels' offensive coordinator. Great coordinator, I think. Certainly helps to have Tom Brady, but when you go head over heels, fall head over heels in love with Tim Tebow, and you trot him out there week after week after week, and he's Tim freaking Tebow, and you get another shot in the NFL, good for you, man.
Yeah, good for you.
I mean, geez Louise, good for you. Because Tebow, he was brutal. Brutal. And did they even have a winning record that year? They were either 9-7 or 8-8. Now we're going down a Tim Tebow rabbit hole.
I want to say that they were 9-7. That's 11. We have the year right.
Yeah, they played 16 back end.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the old
back
days.
Back end.
He only, man, Tim Tebow's career record was 8-6.
What?
8-6. That year, 2011, he was 7-4 with the Broncos. Had a completion percentage. Oh, my God. 46.5. 12 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
Who started the other games? Was he, like, hurt?
Oh, I'm trying to remember.
Was it Orton?
It was probably Orton. I never thought Orton, this is a weird play. We're just vamping here, friends.
No, I mean, yeah.
We're just talking.
You know, we,
none of this counts.
No.
If you hate it, just stay with us, but
if you like it, stay with us.
Here's what's happening. We're just talking because Austin Bechtold's working on technical difficulties back there.
Austin, are you good?
We're figuring it out.
Okay.
Here's what I think we're going to do. We're going to take a break at some point, and you're just going to fly blind and hit it. Well, can you even hit a break?
Currently, there's nothing to hit.
Okay. So what's happened here, let's take it all the way behind the curtain here. The computer that controls everything in here is blank. But it obviously is still running all of our audio.
Are we actually live, though?
Yeah.
Do we know for sure?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because we got people texting in 412-928-9370. Tebow never played in Candlestick in the playoffs, Crowley. It was Denver, you knucklehead. Yeah, I know. It was the Tebow season.
Right. That's
saying.
My fault.
What happened was they lost the 49ers at the end of that year, the Steelers did. That's when the lights went out, remember? The lights went out, which then oddly it happened again in the Super Bowl between the 49ers and the Ravens. The lights went out. So there are ghosts following around that 49ers team. But yeah, that year was the Tebow year. That's all I'm saying. You come on 30 minutes early to talk Tebow. Well, we didn't have anything prepared. What do you want us to talk about at 412-928-9370? You know what? Make it karaoke. We'll do requests. We'll do request. Whatever you want to talk about, you throw it out there in the text line, 412-928-9370. We'll do request. Where was I going with all that?
Kyle Orton.
Oh, Kyle Orton. When Rex Grossman was the quarterback in Chicago, I always thought Kyle Orton was the better player.
He was good.
And they always went with Grossman. Mm-hmm. Grossman could throw it a mile. He had great arm strength, but he also he had a 10-cent head, that guy. He would throw in a double coverage all the time, thinking he was John Elway. Kyle Orton stats. That's
what Kyle Orton, I trained with him during the lockout after my rookie season.
He was 42-40 in his career, Kyle Orton. Go on.
And I remember him being there. I was training with Larry Fitzgerald, so he came to Minnesota. It was like me, Eric Decker, a couple other guys, Larry, and a couple quarterbacks in Orton. And I'm like thinking like Kyle Orton. You're like, you know, you hear Kyle Orton, you're like, okay, he was just a quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, Purdue kid.
Yeah, Purdue guy. He had long hair, looked like Keanu Reeves. And Keanu Reeves mixed with like John Cusack. And he came up, I'm like, wow, he's a lot bigger than I thought he was. He's like 6'5". I was like, oh, wow, that's Kyle Orton. Like, cool. So we start throwing. And he's one of like three quarterbacks I've ever thrown with that every pass he threw, the ball would whistle.
Mm.
It would be like, that's how you hear it. Like, I would run like a 10-yard hitch route, and the ball would be like, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, this dude has a rocket. A rocket. He had an accurate. I was like, I can't believe that, like, he doesn't get his just due of being, like, a decent to really good quarterback in the NFL that could throw.
As a rookie, he was 10-5 in Chicago.
Yeah.
Now he threw 9 touchdowns and 13 interceptions, but still.
What was that?
Yeah, I know. In Denver, he threw 20-9 in 2010.
It's freezing in here.
All right, now we're complaining about the climate control. I'm going to try something. Austin, I'm going to hit this start break button in here and see if it works.
All right.
We'll be back with more Kyle Orton, Tim Tebow talk next. Damn it, it didn't work.
No, but it just rebooted as of 30 seconds ago. We're back.
Oh, we're back?
We're back.
We're back, which means we are not going to come back until 5:40. You hit your button door and see if it takes us into a commercial break. Your start break button. Hit the thing. Hit it. Fire it. Top. Should be your top button. All the way. I'm going to hit it. Say things into the microphone until I hit it. Did it work?
No, it didn't work. I'll hit it. We're going to go to break back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.